Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
All right, Annie, I know you and I talked a little bit about this, and I have to ask, did I ever send you or did you see the TikTok video apparently of kind of like an infomercial that happened in Germany?
I have not seen it. You told me about it briefly. I have not seen it.
So a TikTok user named Teresa Marcho actually found this ad and posted it up and was like, what is this? Essentially, it was like, huh? And it is a TV ad that went through in Germany in 2015, 2016, I think. And it's a picture of a little girl on the porch steps with a little teddy bear. And the German narrator warns about the lack of access to nutritious foods in the U.S. and how costly all of these problematic things that could happen for health it was for the government and how Germany needs to help. And everybody's like, what is happening? What is happening? And apparently it was a satirical video from a campaign called Share Our Strength. And it was not actually to raise money, but it was more of to raise awareness of the fact that America has a huge issue with food scarcity and how though it, I guess from the outside, everybody pretends like the U.S. is okay. And though we've been louder and louder, and I say we, a lot of us who have seen some of the things that are happening in the background and how the wage gap, the economic gap is so vast that, yeah, there is a growing number of those who are having a lack of food as if we are a third world country. So I found it fascinating. I needed to tell you and I guess the listeners, and if y'all have more information, this was the little tidbit that I've gotten about this campaign in general. We would love to hear from y'all. But I thought that was really fascinating. And also, I wanted you to react. I'm going to have to send you this video anyway soon. But I wanted to kind of have a discussion about this kind of... And this, again, this was 5 years ago, so it's not recent, but this kind of information being out there and how, honestly, it's kind of spot on.
Right. Yeah, and I know that I've seen pieces like that over the years. Some of them satire and some of them not satire.
Yeah.
But it is always like... They always go for the shock factor because most people do think like, oh, I mean, and you know, most people being the people who are fortunate enough to not have to deal with this or don't see it for whatever reason, but they always go for that shock factor of like, this is in your backyard. It's the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, this leads to the reason we're doing today's Monday Mini. And just to go ahead and put a timestamp, today is November 17th of 2021. And we want to talk a little bit about the pay gap, but we wanted to talk specifically how that has impacted the Indigenous community. And we've had past episodes talking about the devastating pay gap when it comes to gender, race, and overall economic status. But again, we wanted to do a little bit of a deeper look at what is happening with the gender pay gap when it comes to Native and Indigenous women. And y'all, it's been talked about. It's been a thing that's been around. I've seen articles that went dated back to 2000, 2010, 2015, 2016, 2019, 2021. And these numbers are not surprising, but it again is something we want to think about. And we think it's important to recognize and talk about more often to once again shed a light about it's not a small thing. And though women have been overall impacted, some other communities have been impacted even more.
So before the pandemic, Native and Indigenous women in the U.S. were already making significantly less than anyone else. In fact, in 2019, the research showed that Native women were making 59.7 cents for every dollar a white man makes. That's a 40.3% difference. But the gap can be as large as 53.5% across the different Native communities. It would take an additional 9 months for Native women to earn as much as their white male colleagues, and that would be for 2020 alone.
Right. And the numbers haven't gotten any better in the last 2 years from what we know. During the pandemic, Native women have continued to be on the front line as essential workers. That's 3 out of 10 Native women were working on as essential workers at this point in time. And yes, most of these jobs are typically the high stress, critically important positions, but are often most likely the lower paying jobs, such as being in healthcare or administrative services.
Right. And when we look at the overall risk for the health of these workers, many times we see even less healthcare coverage or any real assistance financially, emotionally, or physically. And for the families of these Native women, they provide at least 40% of the family's financial support. According to a recent report from the National Women's Law Center, in 2019, quote, nearly 18% of Native American women and 21% of Native American children lived in poverty. And not surprisingly, the pandemic has increased the hardships extensively due to continued loss of jobs and overall unstable economy. And within these numbers, at least 21.5% of Native women aged 65 and older will likely be pushed into poverty as well.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
And to add to the continued stress, many of the Native communities have been hit harder and hardest by the pandemic. The virus has spread, quote, among Native Americans at a rate of 3.5 times the rate of white non-Hispanic people. And again, had an overall higher risk of having serious complications before COVID. So most likely will be at high risk of being hospitalized or death.
Yeah. And there is so much we need to do and change for this continued mishandling and unequal system of wealth. And one of these things include getting exact numbers and data to transparently see what is happening and why we are leaving so many communities behind to fend for themselves in a losing situation.
According to NWLC's research, economic data for Native American women are very limited and makes it difficult to see the whole picture when it comes to unemployment rates and overall job statistics. So we've talked about this many a times and we'll continue to talk about it and want to credit the Native workers who have been getting this information as we've gotten it. But the fact that we need a spotlight and give more money and get more research and get a lot more understanding about what is happening in Native communities and how they have been so harshly impacted by this gender pay gap, which affects this community even more so than others. And I know we've harped on it a lot, but until we can find to make equity happen, no one is going to be okay. It's going to harm everyone. Just going to put that out there. And though, again, we've hit some giant snags when it comes to the Equal Pay Act, as well as the Paycheck Fairness Act, which, by the way, failed in Congress earlier this year, there is some positives coming out, and including the fact the Native American communities make up one of the highest rated vaccinated communities in the U.S. They're not playing. They know. And yeah, I'm so glad to hear that because I'm concerned for other communities. Just saying. I'm looking at like rural Georgia here. my own family. And with the recent passing of the infrastructure bill, we should see more assistance for the Native communities and perhaps we'll be able to see some change because they have been allotted, several billion. I don't know if it's like 1.5 billion in that bill to help their communities through several different things. And again, as we've talked about before, seeing representation within Congress makes a giant difference, including the fact that Secretary Deb Haaland is there and stepping up, and Representative Sharice Davis, who has been there for a minute, can continue to work to being a voice for those communities and seeking to make change in all of these complicated situations, which doesn't necessarily have to be this complicated. But, you know, we are seeing some change and let's cross our fingers as this bill has come into being signed recently. Yeah. And maybe that will make an impact. Of course, we do want to do a breakdown of this bill because as good as it is, there's a lot of things that makes you raise your eyebrow. And we know the amount of negotiations that it had to take to even get here. And that means a loss of a lot of other good things that would have been beneficial for this country. But whatevs. So let's hope. Let's hope that this will make a giant change.
Yes. Yes. And that's definitely something we will come back and discuss and something we want to keep an eye on. As always, listeners, if you think there's something we should focus on in these segments or if there are any resources you want to shout out, please let us know. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffI've Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Hellfade Kombucha today.